The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Mossman Oil and Gas has put out an important update. The independent consultant Sproul has been taking a look at its Sagebrush asset in the USA. Joining us now to tell us more, Howard McLaughlin. Howard, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. And how are you in the wake of this this update?
Pretty happy overall. I'm glad we did the work. It was critical. It was important. And it gives us a sense of validation that that our in-house work and the size of this project is been validated by an external auditing organization.
So a central feature of the announcement was the different scenarios. There's a best case scenario, a conservative case scenario, and I suppose a middle of the road scenario. Would you like to sort of mention any highlight numbers out of those various scenarios?
Yeah, sure. The most likely or the middle number, as you described it, is probably a low number to our expectations, because I think the work we've done more or less indicates that it could be closer to the higher end. Simply because we have a more robust model for porosity than Sproul used. But in any event, even the low-end number is a commercial number for us, and it's enough to go forward with the project. And the important thing as well is that we have six large drillable prospects as sort of a fuel stock for any development we put in. So Coyote Wash is literally next door. It's along the same pipeline. Any wells we drill over there, if they have similar products in the Leadville, which we would expect they would, we could feed that into the Sagebrush project. So volumetrically, that is not our concern. It really comes down to how fast we can flow the raw gas out of the ground. And we're moving towards testing that as we speak.
And there was a dollar value put on the project as well, or perhaps I should say there were various dollar values put on it, but we're talking in the tens of millions quite easily,
correct,
aren't we?
Correct. And again, the helium as a commodity is probably not, as fungible as even natural gas in the form of LNG, but there is quite a robust market for helium in the United States, and a lot of the helium sourced and used in the United States is developed and liquefied in the United States. So we have a captive market that needs supply, and it really comes down to who can supply it. But there'll be volatility in the price. There's no doubt about that. We just took a conservative view. We've heard numbers as high as 500 or 600 an MCF, but reality, it's better to take a lower number and make sure that your project stands up to that kind of conservative scrutiny. But even at $300 an MCF, that's a sizable amount of money. Now you have to spend money to process it and whatnot and deliver it, but still, it's quite a cushion of value to eke out a reasonable profit.
Yeah, so one of the numbers that Sproul presented, I believe, or at least that you presented in your release today, was that the project NPV might be around $40 million.
That's not so much an NPV as a raw value of the helium.
Right.
For the NPV, you would have to put in all your operating costs and development costs, but again, that's even with all those costs, we still will have a positive NPV. We're just not at that point yet to determine what that would be. And again, it's worth emphasizing, it depends what we flow this at, how much helium we can get out of the ground at any given moment that matters the most.
There's also a natural gas component too, as well, isn't there? And some carbon dioxide, and a dollar valuation put on the natural gas in the release.
Yeah, the There are plants that in the area, the Lisbon Valley plant in particular, which is a natural gas plant with a helium liquefaction adjunct at the back of it. So we have, if that plant is put back into production and it appears like it's going to happen, then yeah, we have a market for the natural gas. But more importantly, if we choose to separate it at our sagebrush location, that methane can be used for power generation. And these plants are very hungry for power. So if we can do anything to reduce the operating costs of these plants by generating our own electricity, that's an amazing plus. So that's a very positive component of the raw gas, and not that difficult to separate.
Indeed, very, very, a very attractive aspect of the project. So tell us, Howard, you alluded a moment ago to next steps, but tell us as we wrap up a little bit more about what's going to happen now that you've got this report from Sproule.
Well, then the next immediate thing will be the 3D seismic. We have shot, so we will plant. We have all the approvals in hand now, and we've selected our contractor to acquire the data. The 3D survey will cover the entire sagebrush project and show us an additional, 16 square miles of high resolution imagery of the subsurface. And one of our criteria for doing this is that we've often thought that it made a lot of sense, given the time it takes to develop helium, is to look for these Albemarle oil plays at the same time and look for opportunities where we can drill a well that will test both an overlying oil play and an underlying helium play. This gives us, in the success case, an immediate revenue stream, because oil can be developed very quickly, and that revenue stream would be turned into our funding for the helium development. So it'd be a very significant enabler. And I think the probability of seeing a couple of oil prospects in our survey is very high. So we're quite encouraged by that.
So lots to look forward to then. We'll be keeping our eyes and ears open for more news. Howard Gochlin, thanks very much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.